Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
My favorite story of 2018 will always be Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tying the knot at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Of course, they are now officially known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and expecting a baby in 2019. But you know, there was some drama leading up to those nuptials. If you'll remember, Meghan's dad, Thomas Markle Sr., didn't walk his daughter down the aisle as planned because he was recovering from heart surgery. Well, that apparently was brought on by the stress of the paparazzi photo scandal, you know, the one that he set up that wasn't quite right. Anyway, Prince Charles did step in and join Meghan halfway down the aisle and escorted her to the altar. Of course, the guest list was the who's who of pop culture: George and Amal Clooney, David and Victoria Beckham, Priyanka Chopra, Tom Hardy, James Corden, Oprah Winfrey, Serena Williams, and the sexiest man alive, Idris Elba. Yes, they were all there. Oh, remember Roseanne Barr? Yep. Her show was canceled in May after she sent out that racially charged tweet about former President Obama's advisor Valerie Jarrett that read, quote, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equals Valerie Jarrett." Well, Roseanne apologized. She said her joke was in bad taste, but it was way too late. She's gone. Oh, and speaking of bad taste, Kanye West revealed that he became addicted to opioids after having liposuction a few years ago. He said all of this in a bizarre interview with TMZ, and he said, you know, "I broke down last year," that of course was 2017 when he had that breakdown during the St. Pablo tour, and he said, "That's because I was addicted to opioids." Well, I don't know if it was the opioids that still has him repeatedly expressing his love for Donald Trump, and then there was the controversy that claimed that slavery was a choice. That was later this year. He also whipped up more controversy when he declared that the 13th Amendment, which did away with slavery, needed to be abolished. Then he meant to say amended. He also met with Trump at the White House. He had that bombastic monologue, among other things. Bottom line, some people just have too much money and time. And on a very, very, very sad note, Anthony Bourdain, the chef, food critic, writer, TV personality, and so much more, killed himself at age 61. Oh, his close friend found him unresponsive in his hotel room in France. That was in June. He leaves behind a beloved 11-year-old daughter. Hollywood is still shocked over this one and shocked over Glee star Mark Salling. He was also found dead on January 30th of 2018. Alongside a riverbed here over in Sunland, California. He also committed suicide by hanging. You know, Mark was trying to atone for some serious mistakes and errors in judgment. He was also due to be sentenced in a child pornography case. Very, very sad. And on that same note, oh, good Lord, America's dad, Bill Cosby, was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault against Andrea Constand. The jury deliberated for 14 hours, and the 80-year-old finally has now gone to jail. It's just unbelievable. I think he's serving, what, maybe 3 years? We don't know. Anyway, he's got a mugshot. In some good news, John Legend welcomed a baby boy. His name was Miles Theodore Stevens. You know, he and Chrissy have just had it going on all year. And by the way, this is the year that John won an Emmy for co-producing the TV musical Jesus Christ Superstar, becoming the first African-American man to take home an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Wow. Speaking of all of that, the man who attempted to blackmail Kevin Hart over a sex video was criminally charged with extortion. The man's name was Jonathan Todd Jackson. Turns out he was one of Kevin's closest friends. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Kevin tweeted that after learning the identity of his alleged extortionist, that he was just devastated. Oh, and by the way, speaking of devastated, Kevin had to give up his lifelong dream of hosting the Oscars after some homophobic text messages surfaced. And last but not least of the big stories of the year, the death of the Queen of Soul from pancreatic cancer. Aretha Franklin left us this year, but she left us with a treasure trove of music and goodwill. And if you haven't seen the film, the documentary, Amazing Grace, by all means, try to find it. It will set your soul and your heart on fire. And we hope that you've had a great 2018, and we're all looking forward to 2019. For all these stories and more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.